would happen if all the facts that you gave were the same, except for the 93 years? In other words, a community decides for whatever reason we don't have a World War I memorial, we want to put up exactly this to memorialize the war dead from World War I, but now.
Right. So if it's a war memorial, we do think that it would be constitutional. We think that there might be some skepticism. You just want to make sure that it wasn't a pretext and it didn't look like that cross as I was describing about Lake County. But if it was a cross like this one, same facts, Justice Kagan, we do think that would be constitutional.
And does that answer apply not just to memorials for World War I soldiers, but to memorials for soldiers from any armed conflict?
Well, I think that it probably would, that there's a tradition of using these crosses with respect to any conflict. But it would have to look like
Mr. Cantor, what about not a World War or any war memorial, but a memorial to a tragic event? Let's say a mass shooting at a school. Could the local community then decide it wants to put up a cross in front of that school to honor the children and the teachers who died in the mass shooting?
Well, I think the test, Justice Ginsburg, would be whether there is an independent secular purpose. So take